just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And again, we have with us today Sarah Burden. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mike.
We are going to be talking about libido products. And of course, everybody, you know, if you've listened to these shows, Sarah is the educator trainer for Life Seasons. She's got a lot of experience in the field. I keep trying to promote her to the international educator, but I guess the company has to do that because you've been out of the country. You've done a lot of things and you go around, you go to a lot of stores and you go and you talk to a lot of people, a lot of customers and a lot of people. And then you also do a lot of trainings. You know, I also kind of think of you as another scientist educator. You've done a lot of studies and so forth. So again, I wouldn't have you on the show if I didn't think you were well qualified. We are going to talk.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. We today are going to talk about something that can be kind of a little uncomfortable to talk about. I do want to put a little additional disclaimer on here. This maybe is a show not necessarily that you want your children to listen to. So I don't want to get in trouble. We may get a little politically incorrect because I like to joke so much, but I'm going to have to control myself and be careful. But we're going to be talking today about male libido and maybe put a little teaser in. Here I go. Put a little teaser in for the females. So anyway, if you listen to all of this and you've got a sense of humor, you'll get a big kick out of the show. So we're going to start with masculinity, and we've talked about, you know, the way your company labels the products. This is basically, it says masculinity, it's a testosterone support. It has a bunch of ingredients, different, what I would call adaptogenic tonic herbs in there. Pushing the testosterone, I think, is more, maybe not directly addressing the ED, the erectile dysfunction. I just call it Ed, and then we can joke and go, Mr. Ed, Wilbur. We were making a lot of jokes off air, so I don't know. We got to be careful where we go with this. But we'll just say Mr. Ed.
This formula contains oat straw, so I think Mr. Ed would like the oat straw.
Yeah, there you go. I know a lot of women do not like to see Mr. Ed because that can be a problem. He's not a fun guy. Mm. And then the guys get upset about it, too. Usually with the testosterone, it's more long-term. When we deal with the ED, it's, you know, you're looking for a quicker, faster response and all of that. But sometimes just to overall help, you need to get into the adaptogenic tonic nutritional vitamin support so you can perform and do what you need to do when you need to do it, not something that's going to be like a Viagra or something. Now, the other product is Nitro T, which will be pushing the nitrous oxide, and we will talk about that here in just a few minutes. But let's start here with the masculine. Which am I correct in saying this is more of an adaptogenic tonic overall boost for your testosterone?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
We have the two different formulas for male libido, masculinity and nitro T. And the masculinity, like you said, supports a man's body in producing the right amount of testosterone, balanced testosterone levels, and most importantly, letting that testosterone be free.
Okay. So free it up for use. Right. Because it likes to...
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. Because it likes to disappear real fast and degrade.
It can be mutated
down
into other forms of other hormones. It can be changed by the body.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping it free is just as important, really, as manufacturing the right amount of testosterone. So it's known as one of the important building blocks of sexual desire. And when a man's body has normal levels, having adequate testosterone will bring about healthy sexual arousal and the ability to maintain an erection, like you were saying before.
Right.
But according to some sources, maybe as little as 2% of the body's testosterone is free, with the other 98% being bound to different protein molecules in the body. So the more testosterone that's free, the more effective the hormone is at boosting libido and performance. And I do want to say here, too, I think sometimes we do men a disservice by kind of joking that testosterone is only about sexual function and libido, because we know for women, balancing our hormones helps us think clearly and feel emotionally stable and maintain our healthy body fat composition. And the same thing is true for men, that if a man doesn't have his proper amount of testosterone, he can get foggier thinking, he can feel run down, he can lose muscle mass and gain fat. So in addition to all the libido benefits, there are a lot of other benefits for a man in having the right amount of testosterone.
Wow, that is really good information to know. I think I just learned a little bit there too. Now, obviously, if you've got this free testosterone, which is, we could call it fragile because it likes to be bound to a protein, but the free testosterone, if you have that, I would think this would really be good for athletes too, for athletic performance, not just the sexual, the libido part of it, but for, because I have a lot of my customers that come in and they will take like a male sexual enhancement response. In fact, that's the name of a product from, I think, Life Extension. So they'll take a product and they'll be like, well, it maybe doesn't help in the bedroom, but it really helped out at the health club. So, you know, it helped me to want to lift weights. Or maybe there's the old joke of, and I think I've said this on the air before, but a minister came in and tried the libido products and came back and said, wow, they worked really well. And then he started telling me, I need to tell you about it. And I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know if I could, I'm going to get embarrassed. So, all right, pastor, go ahead. And he's like, well, you know what, it really, really helped me a lot. And I'm like, oh? And he said, yeah, I went out and raked the leaves and I cleaned the basement, got garage clean, and it really made my wife happy. Because he was like, my wife's so happy. And I'm like, I don't want to hear this. But yeah, so it gave him, it gave him all that energy to get a lot of stuff done. And I basically take the black ginger and I take some other things too for energy. And obviously, if you have more energy, that's going to eventually, you know, I would say, flow over into or pour into or whatever, overflow into the libido area if you're having issues. So now I think we've got the basis for this. It's for athletic performance, energy, sexual, maybe a stronger sex drive. I'm trying to see here. Yeah. Absolutely. Overall energy. And it's generally felt within a couple of days. It's not going to happen. It's not an immediate thing. So you got to realize you've got to kind of get those levels up and get your body used to more of that free testosterone. Also, you may have a little bit of better clarity of mind and so forth. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's start.
Energy, stamina, duration. One cool feature in this formula too is it contains an herb called longjack.
Yes.
So in addition to building more testosterone, like we said, the amount of testosterone that's free is really critical. So you could force your body to create more testosterone, but if it's still bound up by, there is a substance in the body called sex hormone binding globulin.
Yes, SHBG, right.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to take advantage. You're not going to feel the results of that hormone having been increased in your body. So longjax is an herb that's included in Life Seasons Masculinity in order to break that bond between the sex hormone binding globulin that globs up the testosterone and allows it to be free. So a mixture, like you said, of different adaptogenic herbs, traditionally used aphrodisiac herbs and male enhancement herbs with nothing that's going to injure the heart or create a rapid heart rate or raise blood pressure levels.
Awesome.
So that's really nice.
Right, because a lot of my customers are very concerned about that. And I know the globulins are kind of part of our immune system. So they do like to grab up different rogue things in our body, like gamma globulin and so forth. You know, it's an immune, kind of immune basic protein protection thing. So, but it can also, maybe as you get older, things slow down. It's still running. That mechanism doesn't slow down. So all of a sudden, it's eating up all of your free testosterone. So that's very interesting. And I know longjack, I think it's uricoma. Uricoma is the scientific on that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's one of these things that is an adaptogenic, tonic, long-term, and kind of stabilizes that whole system and brings that youthfulness back. So the next thing, what do you want to you've got the Maria Puama. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Maria Puama.
I'm not sure because it's an herb from Brazil, so I'm not sure what the traditional pronunciation is, but I think you've got it. Like Maria Puama.
Maria Puama.
It's called potency wood.
Yeah, okay, we could joke on that, but we're not going to.
But it's been used for a long time in Brazil for enhancing sexual function, especially in older men. That was actually published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine in 2010, was that is how it's been used.
Okay.
So absolutely, you can imagine the visual for potency wood. but that's a very beneficial herb there.
Oh, thank you for that graphic. Now I got that stuck in my mind. Okay. Sarah, you're bad. The next one is maca. Now, I've heard of maca. I know a lot about my good friend, Chris, the medicine hunter. He just has gone, you know, Chris has gone crazy Chris Gillum. He's gone crazy on this. And it really is good for energy. Now, this is one of them that kind of affects women, too. It's one of the go-to ones to increase a woman's libido. And again, we'll talk about that on another show. But I like to put maca's kind of a little bit of a coffee taste. Oh, my gosh. This product, could I, like, put a pill of it in my coffee and drink it with my coffee in the morning?
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
The fenugreek might be a little bitter in there. But
right.
If you're hardcore, go for it.
Yeah, because I put maca in my coffee a lot of times when I need a little extra energy. And how does this, how's this mechanism work? Is it, this is what's cool about this whole formula, and we talked about your formulas because it addresses like every channel of adaptogen, you know, and balancing, and it comes in all kinds of levels and really gives you an ultimate final product that gives you what you're looking for. So what's maca's function here?
We're really results oriented.
Yes.
You said, and looking at all of the different mechanisms in the body, like you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
that support this issue that we're trying to address. So if we're trying to make a man's body be in a premium state to make the most testosterone and have that testosterone free, we're supporting it through a number of different channels. So the maca is included because it helps support energy, stamina, and endurance. It's adaptogenic, like you said, which means mm-hmm. it helps the body adapt to stressful situations, whether that's mental stress or external stress from a long day at that job or
right.
sitting in traffic.
Sure.
It also, maca also supports the HPA axis.
The hypothalamus pituitary adrenal.
Adrenal.
Wow.
That's right.
That's
and
your
so
energy.
If that's not being nourished,
endocrine.
then sexual function, all the rest of your endocrine system is going to be lagging. So
well, you're
going to
be tired.
That,
yeah, you're going to be
you're
tired.
You're going to be tired. You'll be depleted.
Right.
Your body will sense there's not enough resources left over for sexuality and procreation because we're just trying to be in survival mode here.
Right.
So you that.
Definitely aren't going to clean the garage or rake the leaves.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Not if you're if your body's thinking you're struggling for survival.
Right. Right.
So,
okay. I'm reading here, too, that it's been used for thousands of years by indigenous people to enhance the sexual performance and fertility. So that may be something to look into, too. I know maca is a really big fertility adaptogenic herb. Okay, the next thing, and you just mentioned it, the fenugreek seed, which is kind of a licorice flavor. I kind of, maple, it's kind of a strong maple, maybe licorice. I love it. I love fenugreek, and it also is very good for weight loss, too. And I know that I didn't read.
Fenugreek has a lot of effect.
Yeah, and I didn't read anything about that. It's also an aromatase enzyme, so it basically, it protects against that, protects against the testosterones that would be an aromatase inhibitor, which would, in women, would lead to, you know, the estrogen-induced breast cancer like tamoxifen and some of the things like that they use are the aromatase inhibitor.
Right.
So tell me about, I know it's good for blood sugar, weight loss. Tell me about the testosterone and sexual desire side of it.
Yeah. So fenugreek, in addition to all the different virtues you just mentioned mm-hmm. and increasing lactation in nursing moms, it also helps support testosterone production, which helps increase libido.
Okay.
And some of the steroidal saponins in fenugreek have been shown to increase muscle mass and strength and stamina, but it being used more recently in the United States to help support libido.
Okay.
And it's been used in Ayurvedic medicine longer for that kind of male sexual function, but that's a newer application that we're seeing in the United States, but it's kind of getting on the radar for that.
Yeah, there are other products out there like Male Tea from Nature's Plus. There's a lot of almost every male libido product, good ones, have this fenugreek in there. And the other thing I wanted to mention, it's really good for recovery too. So you can come, you know, after you do your workout or whatever, you can come back a lot quicker with that. So that's neat. Now, it looks like, and I'm kind of just going down the list here, it looks like you've got vitamin B3 in here, which is the niacin or the niacinamide. Tell me, why is that in there? Why are you putting B3 in there? I know it's for circulation. Is that the main reason?
Circulation, absolutely. And also production of ATP, which is the cellular energy. And so that's going to help every cell in the body have its maximum potential of energy, and a deficiency of niacin would correlate to lower energy levels, lower sperm count, things like that. So kind of nourishing men that way as well.
Okay, and it's probably good for the adrenals, and I'm reading here that it's also found in organ meats and nuts, and it's also good for cholesterol and converting carbs into fuel. So it probably is another one of those that helps. Actually, this product, it's not a weight loss product, but it definitely would be a positive benefit. Now, horny goat weed. That,
yeah.
No jokes. Okay, no jokes.
It just calls but, it right,
yeah.
Right like it sees it, right?
It says it supports dopamine. That's interesting because that's the feel-good, happy neurotransmitter. So what's going on here with this?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Horny goat weed is probably, for people who don't know herbs in the health food store too well, it might be one that they've heard of just because it has such a comic name, right? It couldn't be more descriptive. And the name harkens back to
how many herbs,
including oat straw, which is the next on the list,
right,
were sort of discovered by human herbalists as they would observe how animals were using different, you know, herbs in the wild, and they would see that goats would eat this certain weed and they'd get horny, and so they figured out
I am reading
that's how it could be used for humans.
It gets its common name from goat herders witnessing the results of their herd after eating this plant. Hey, kids, get away from that.
Happened.
Not today. I can just see it. No, yeah. Over here. Get away from that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I stop, Mike. Okay, stop. The sensors are beep.
That's
okay.
The shepherd hooks.
Yeah.
The shepherd hooks can separate those goats.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like
what,
vaudeville style. Pull them away.
That's what. Now we know what that hook is for. Thanks for sharing, Sarah.
Right.
Okay, so and it supports
it has been
the.
Used, it has yeah. been used for, you know, for so long as an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Increase the body's production, the brain's production of dopamine, like mm-hmm. you said, which makes your brain feel good and blissful, and it also supports nitric oxide production in the body, which helps open up blood vessels.
So, right, for the vasodilation.
We work on a number of different levels.
Okay, yeah, and we've got this nitro tea that we're going to have to get to pretty soon because we're going to run out of time. So, oat straw, we've talked about that. Is there any, and I think it's just, an oat straw is one of these things. It's tonifying, it's nutritional, it's gentle, it's supporting, it's a nerving. Yeah. So what's behind?
It's a nerving.
Yeah. Tell us about
that. So that helps soothe nerves. It helps improve the mood. But there's that old famous expression, you know, a guy's out there sowing his wild oats, like, you know, casting his seeds.
Right.
And it's another herb that people saw long ago that when horses were eating wild oats, they become extremely frisky and randy. And
so
people try it for themselves and saw they had some of the same effects. So it supports libido and desire, and it's been traditionally used to increase desire and function of sexual organs, to help encourage proper erectile function, and also to help reduce premature ejaculation.
Wow.
Wild oat has been used for all of those things. So really beneficial in a product like this for men.
Wow. You just said a lot of stuff guys like to hear. So, hey guys, this might, you know, this product's sounding better and better. Now, it's got the Korean ginseng. I don't even know if we need to talk too much about it because we have, a lot to talk about. I think everybody knows ginseng's a big adaptogen. Was there anything, and it supports the pituitary, thyroid, adrenal, again, that hormonal, that axis. So you've got coming from several ways.
It also helps in case a man was trying to increase his fertility.
Uh-huh.
It does also have benefit for sperm health and sperm production.
Oh, that's very important. Yes, that is very important because the last thing you want is a bunch of dead, I guess I could say, you know, the dead semen, the dead sperm. You know, that could be really bad because then you can't get pregnant if you're wanting to do that. So
you want
ginkgo,
your boys to swim.
Ginkgo biloba.
And the ginkgo.
Well,
ginkgo helps with circulation.
Yes, and you know, it's also good for tinnitus. It's good for macular degeneration. It's good for brain function. I always think of ginkgo as something that enhances the smaller capillaries. So, and it comes from an ancient tree. In fact, I've got a couple ginkgos in my yard, and they turn bright yellow in the fall. They're a really cool tree.
They're
I think
beautiful.
They were around.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they were around when the dinosaurs were around. They're that old. They have survived for.
I think you're right.
Yeah, forever. So it's a really good. They kind of make the blood less sticky. So, real quick question here. If you're on blood thinners, do you have a cautionary statement on here, or is there so little that it's not that big of a deal with your product?
Well, the amount in here shouldn't be problematic for anyone, but you would always want to check with a pharmacist, I would recommend, because a pharmacist will take time to look it up. But what I've been taught is that ginkgo doesn't actually thin the blood. It makes it kind of, like you said, less sticky, and also it's one of the only, I think maybe the only substance known to man that can make red blood cells flexible, so that instead of being a perfect circle or, you know, a firm circular shape, they can get kind of squeezy, so they can fit into those tiny little capillaries,
and
like
feed,
you were mentioning.
And give the nourishment.
So that's what helps improve.
Yes.
Exactly. And so exchanging, taking away the waste, bringing oxygen, bringing nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And so very, very helpful for brain,
and cleaning,
eyes,
cleaning out, everybody. Clogging. Yeah. So yeah. And I'm glad. Thank you for that, adding that in, because that's something that I usually forget about. But I remember researching and reading about that. And it's also an absolutely very powerful antioxidant. So it's going to go in and help the red blood cells to move around better and to help them clean and regenerate and refurbish the cells. And I think that's another reason why, you know, the circulation, the memory is enhanced. Yeah, basically, when we say thickening and thinning of the blood, that's a really crude and it really shouldn't be used, because there's 27 different clotting factors that can be interfered with until you get to the final fibrin, which does break down that clot. But the thing is the plasma in the blood that breaks down the fibrin. But the general, like aspirin or anything that's considered a blood thinner, interferes with one of those clotting factors and kind of blocks that mechanism, mm-hmm. which can be very, 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 very dangerous. So usually the herbs are much more adaptogenic. You don't have to worry about it like actually putting a dam up. They may kind of control the water flow, just like the inflammatory products we sell. They, you know, we look at balancing. All of the garden gets fed, not one place starved and another, you know, drought and flood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So this formula all works together. The last ingredient is that catuaba.
Catuaba, yes.
Also,
it's a big time aphrodisiac from,
so another kind of
from
visual.
Yeah, from Brazil.
So
yeah.
All together, this formula, what we hear from our male customers who take this is, I feel like my younger self again. I feel like
I love
my
that.
Best self again.
Yeah.
I feel energized. I feel clearer. I feel, you know, invigorated, and absolutely with, you know, libido benefits. I had one guy at a store.
Yeah.
I gave him a sample bottle. When I came back from my next visit a month later, I said, hey, what did you think of masculinity? And he had a one word review, and that was, dude.
Say that again. I want to hear that again. Do it again. Do it again. Come on, Sarah.
He said, dude.
Wow. That says it all. That
so I was
says
like,
it
say
all.
No more.
You
I
know
understand
what?
How you feel about
I'm
that.
I'm going to hit you up right now. I want a free sample too. I think I do have a little trial
okay.
sample. Yeah, I'm definitely going to. I was wanting to try this earlier on, but I wanted to do the show with you first and just really get the details. I'm excited about this. We do have it available at Merry Man. Of course, I think we're right now. We're running a lot of specials. We always run specials, so you can get a really good price. And you have those little trial size bottles, which are absolutely phenomenal. So you don't have to spend a lot of money, and you can just see if you notice. And I would wait till you completely take the bottle. Now, hey, we got to get into this nitro tea because there is
a ton
of ingredients in here, too. We're going to have to go. Well, we can go a little bit quicker because some of this, because I see it already has the ginkgo and the muria piwama and the tribulus, so
right.
we can kind of go quickly. But, okay, now. The nitrous
so
oxide.
The masculinity formula is the ongoing formula, like you said.
Yes, every day.
Helping balance men's testosterone for every day. Nitro T, we have customers who would call it, you know, our natural alternative to Viagra or Cialis. Something
okay,
like
now,
that. Something that you would take instead.
The Viagra, which was sildenafil, I think, was originally produced for the blood pressure and angina and things like that. And the guys that were taking it were like, you know what? It's really helping in bed. It's helping with my libido. And that's, and then of course,
right.
was it Lorenzo Ignaro, the Nobel laureates, the three guys, and I always forget the last one because the name is really hard to pronounce, but they won the Nobel Prize for this nitrous oxide pathway. And we know that that's very
that's
good
great.
And enhancing for your circulatory system. And if you're using adaptogenic tonic herbs, we aren't going to claim a cure or anything, but it is very, very good for keeping. And I do take some nitrous oxide pathway products just to keep my circulatory system pristine so I don't get any cholesterol plaque buildup. And it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with what is in. Now, we know this is for the performance. This is for healthy blood circulation. And it also has some things to ease stress while supporting your physical and sexual performance, which is very important. So you have things in here to kind of take away any anxiety or anything like that. It's got L-citrulline.
I love this formula.
Theanine.
I can't wait to tell you more.
Okay. The citrulline and theanine are the nitric oxide pathway, so this could almost be a cardiovascular product. It's got the tribulus, the muria palma, the ginger, the cava, wild oat, caffeine, which I think is awesome, and the coffee is actually very good for you, ginkgo, Korean ginseng, and you have about 3 minutes, Sarah, to tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, this is an incredibly formulated formula. I love this product. This is a product that a man would take 30 minutes to an hour before he wanted his result, whether that was going to be for sexual performance and intimacy or going to the gym.
Now, how much, because guys get, I got to interrupt, because guys get really crazy. Some guys will be like, well, I took six of them. So more is really not important, right? Maybe just a couple of them. You don't want to overdo this. Right. Okay.
The recommended serving size is three.
Okay.
I don't think you would, if you doubled it, I don't think you'd have very severe, you know, negative effects or anything like that, but I don't think you'll need it. So three should get the job done. But like you said, it opens up the pathways for nitric oxide to be produced, which is the same mechanism that Viagra and Cialis use. They open up nitric oxide pathways, and we're doing it here without a pharmaceutical. We're doing it using an amino acid called L-citrulline, which gets converted to a different amino acid, L-arginine, in the body, and that makes the body produce more of that gas, nitric oxide, that's naturally in the blood. And you see it sometimes in bodybuilders when they have the puffed-up blood vessels when they're in the competition, they take nitric oxide enhancers to puff up their blood vessels. It opens up blood vessels, which does help, like you said, it's been shown to help in cases of heart disease and clogged arteries because it opens up the pathway for more blood to flow.
Right. Citrulline is the slower acting, and arginine, I think, is the one that's boom, that, you know, because citrulline converts into arginine, and arginine is the one that boom really hits you, but you need to take them in kind of combination because they work synergistically, and those are absolutely phenomenal. Those are the two big nitrous oxide pathway discoveries. Okay, keep going.
So it works quickly and opens up the blood vessels so we can get more blood flow to go to the area. Now, we have the other ingredients in this formula as well that help support testosterone production. But I think the things in this particular product, Nitro T from Life Seasons, that are so unique are that blood flow, the caffeine, which helps expand the
that
blood
vessels, different.
And the fact that, the fact that there are many men's libido formulas that would be dangerous for a man who had elevated blood pressure or any history of cardiovascular problems.
Right.
This has the opposite end of the spectrum. It is beneficial for someone who's had heart issues, cardiac issues, high blood pressure. So besides avoiding the kinds of herbs like yohimbe that can be dangerous for a man with high blood pressure, this is actually beneficial. So it's a neat thing to have available in health food stores. The other thing that makes this formula very interesting and unique is there's a 2-to-1 ratio of the amino acid L-theanine to the herb kava-kava. And in human clinical studies, that particular combination, 200 milligrams of L-theanine and 100 milligrams of kava-kava, puts a man's brain into
mood.
A state called calm confidence.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah, so, those are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
Sarah.
So think about a man who's dealt with erectile dysfunction, and maybe having the psychological effects of performance anxiety, having those ingredients in to make his brain feel like, dude, what are you worried about? You got this, buddy. You're good to go.
Yeah, that's very important.
That's probably just as beneficial.
I'm so glad to know that. Yeah, and I have guys that have that. That's a problem. They get all worked up and upset, and then that doesn't help anything. All right, Sarah, we are out of time. Thank you so much. This has been very enlightening. And we will be talking soon. We may talk about the sensitivity for women. Maybe not the next show, but it will be coming up.
Coming soon.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois. Or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.